Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let me just say at the outset, this is one of my most requested guests, and we actually had people calling about 15 minutes ago wanting to know details about his new book. Listen, if you have to go away from the radio for a few moments or you want to revisit this, I just want to give you some news that you're going to be able to hear this via podcast, and you can go to kdkradio.com to find that podcast with Steve Wolberg, and we'll have that up for you later tonight. But I want to welcome him to Real Time Live with us on News Radio 1020 KDKA. Right now, he is somewhere in beautiful Amish country in West Salem, Ohio, getting ready for a speaking engagement. First time he has been out on the road since the pandemic. The book, a blockbuster book, coming out in September, Approaching Armageddon, Discover Hope Beyond Earth's Final Battle. Buddy, it looks like you did it again. You were right on point. This book is getting a lot of buzz, and it really enticed me so much that I wanted to get you booked on the radio before anybody else. It's great to have you back. How are you, and how's the family?
Yes, hello, Rob. Thank you again for having me on. It's been a while since we've been on together. We've done so many shows together, and I'm just blessed to be back. My family is doing very well. We're living in Priest River, Idaho, up in the mountains these days, and in spite of the pandemic, we are healthy, and I'm excited about my new book that's coming out, and I just appreciate the chance to talk about it with you.
Listen, I'm going to let you get into it and why people's heads are spinning and why there's a faith-based message here that you can look to Scripture for some answers, but you need to get the book to understand it all. Everybody is dealing with a whole lot right now, and something must have touched you spiritually while you were in Idaho just trying to figure this whole thing out with your family, and this has been going on for a long time. We've talked about the connection to the headlines and the rapture and Armageddon and Scripture. So what was it that finally made you say, look, this is something that I can't wait to do. I've got to get it done right now. And I got to believe you really had nose to the grindstone to get this thing done.
I did, Rob. And I think really in a nutshell, what really motivated me was just looking around the world and seeing the crisis that this planet is in and just seeing the struggles that people are going through. I mean, we've got this coronavirus pandemic. We've got a lot of people out of work. We have many people sick. We have people have died. And then we have what's happening in the cities. I don't live too far from Seattle and Portland. And, you know, what's been going on there with the protests and the riots and in the wake of George Floyd's death. And it just seems like life on Earth is just becoming more and more intense as we're getting closer to the elections, you know, the polarization, the anger, the hostility, the rage, the mayhem, the decline of basic morality and family values that we see around us. And I just sensed a moving from above to put my hand to the plow and to write another book that specifically deals with what's happening in this world and how this ties in with the Bible and with Bible prophecy, with the predictions of Jesus, and also with the hope that we all so desperately need, that there is a God who's in charge of his world in spite of everything, and that if we choose him, he's got a better future for us than what we see around us. So it was a combination of all those things that led me to write this book, and I'm thankful that we have a very good publisher that's working on getting the manuscript to the printer, and we've just got a lot of things going on that we can explore. And again, Rob, it's good to be with you, and thank you for having me back on your show.
It's always an honor to have you. You're one of my favorites, as you are the audiences. Let me ask you, the thing that I've always admired about you is your Christianity, your faith, and obviously your background in Judaism, and I'm a big fan of the Jewish faith. You kind of tie both of them into what's happening in the world today. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I want to focus on this, and this is your list that you sent me, and it's so true. COVID-19, economic upheavals, unprecedented hostilities between political parties, explosive racial tension, protests, riots, LGBTQ controversies, rising depression, suicide rates, and shockwaves keep just ripping us apart as human beings at the soul. And even nature seems to have gone berserk. Killer earthquakes, monster storms, fierce wildfires. I saw earlier today they're saying that the hurricane season could be one of the worst we've had in years over the next couple of months. And we saw what recently it happened to the East Coast. So it's never ending. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, exactly, Rob. And people's heads are just spinning. You know, we're going around and around and we're looking at all these things and people are thinking, what is next? What is going on? And it's very unfortunate that because of the influence of Darwinism and evolutionary theory, which I don't believe it's correct. I think there's a lot of reasons why Darwin was wrong. What's happened is there's just been a deep current in our society that has removed the foundation of belief in any kind of a God or of any kind of real order in this universe. And so as things are just falling apart and as people are struggling, they don't know where to turn. They don't have someone that they can pray to, that they can look to, that can help them. And I think that's why one reason why there's a lot of depression and suicide and anger is that because people have lost hope. And I feel like there is hope and that there is a God who is up there and he is in control of his world. And what Approaching Armageddon does is it looks at the statements of Jesus in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and many scriptures in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel that really... You could just look at those verses with, in one hand, you could have a Bible. In the other hand, you could have your newspaper or your news app on your phone. And really, they just go right together. What the Bible predicted a long time ago is really happening right now all around us. I'm convinced there is a God up there. He knows what's going on. He does love us still, and he can bring us through this if we will look to him. And he's got a future in store for us that is much better than anything that we've ever seen down here.
Approaching Armageddon is going to give readers solid confidence that the Holy Bible is truly an inspired book containing ancient prophecies that are being literally fulfilled before your very eyes, as Steve mentioned. Steve, quickly, how can people get the book that's due out mid-September?
Well, when it comes out, it's in the hands of the publisher right now. I basically wrote the book and got it finished by the end of July. And August 3rd, the publisher had it. The publisher is Destiny Image in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. They're a wonderful group of people, and they are putting it together now. It's on a fast track. The release date is September 15. As soon as I get back from leaving, I'm in Amish country right now for a speaking appointment. I'll be heading back to Idaho on Sunday. And then next week, we're going to actually take the contents of the book and make it into a video course. So that should be done by the end of August. So by the middle of September, the book should be in print. It should be available as a video course. I believe it'll also be available as an audio book. As you mentioned, you know, people have asked you about that. It'll be available as an ebook. They'll be able to get it from Whitehorse Media. It'll be on Amazon.com. It'll be available from the publisher. So when you have me back, you know, we can go into a lot of these details, but Whitehorse Media, we will have it, and we just have to wait a little while because it takes a little time to get it ready, but they're on a fast track to get this thing ready in about a month's time. And as I shared the book with you, you said, hey, Steve, let's discuss this even before the book has come out. So that's why we're doing this. And so people just have to be patient. It'll be there, but we just need a little bit of time to pull this off.
All right. Again, this is going to be some kind of book. You're going to want to definitely follow up with everything he's telling you tonight. Approaching Armageddon, Discover Hope Beyond Earth's Final Battle. We'll also put this up as a podcast at kdkradio.com. I'm going to come back and I'm just going to ask him, with all these things happening, has God basically said enough is enough? That's next with Steve Wolberg. My guest is Steve Wolberg, White Horse Media. The book, Approaching Armageddon, Discover Hope Beyond Earth's Final Battle, set to be released worldwide in the middle of next month. So let me ask you, Steve, do you think God has simply said enough is enough? It's time to wake up the souls of the universe, especially this thing called planet Earth?
I think we're almost there, Rob. We're not quite there. Enough is enough is a big statement. And the reality is, according to the Bible, God is very, very patient. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so would it be like before he comes. If you go back to Genesis chapter 6, it talks about the world conditions before the flood. It says the earth was full of violence. There was corruption. Every imagination of man's heart was only evil all the time. But yet still God gave people time. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. His days will be 120 years. And so there was a 120-year period in the midst of all this corruption where Noah was slowly building the ark. And finally, the day came when Noah preached his last sermon, and the animals went on to the ark, and then his family got in the ark, and then the door finally closed. And tragically, only 8 people got on board. But God's patience lasted for a long time. And finally, enough was enough. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I don't think we're far away.
So what is it that just continues to bring such a rash of just horrifying headlines? And this isn't something new. It's been going on for a while. But you have to admit, if you don't have faith, even though I know a lot of people are thinking that if they simply pray on it, it will get done. I have been saying for the longest time, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. I've said that many times to you. But people not only have to have faith when they pray, they've got to get up and do something about it. Why is there such apathy in this world when you see what's happening? And if you don't have faith or the faith in believing you can overcome it, you're going to get buried by it. Sadly, many people have literally because of this COVID-19. Why is there so much apathy when it comes to believing in God's word and actually somebody doing something about it? Mainly you, because the opportunity is there because God gave you that opportunity, Steve.
Well, yeah, I think one reason, Rob, as I mentioned in the last segment, is because evolutionary theory, Darwinian natural selection, evolution, has taken a real hold on the scientific community. Not all scientists, but many scientists. It's in the national parks. It's in a lot of our universities and the biology classes. My wife teaches biology at a Christian school, and she sees evidence for a creator in everything. And so do I. When you look at the complexity of the brain, of the cell, of the DNA strand, of human sexuality, when you really, really look at it, it's just not possible that all of this has come about by chance. But people have accepted that view. And so in that context, and it's being taught in our public schools and in the universities, which are undermining biblical morality. And I think this current has become so strong in our society that it has undermined faith in God. If you go back to the Declaration of Independence, it says that all men were created equal and are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so the people that put together the Declaration of Independence believed in a creator. And when you read that whole document, it's very clear that they appealed to the judge of the universe. But a lot of theories today, pseudo-scientific theories, have undermined that basic belief that there is a God. So that's why I think that so many people, you know, they don't have any faith. As you mentioned, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. But when you undermine belief in the Bible, belief in creation, belief in the flood, belief in Jesus, and say this is all just myths and stories in favor of the Big Bang, then people don't have anything to hope in. And so that's one reason why there's so much distress and anger and hatred and and so many of the struggles that are happening down here right now. And Rob, all of this has been plainly predicted in biblical prophecy. The prophecies that people no longer believe in, they pinpoint exactly what's happening right now. And all of that, and much more, is in approaching Armageddon.
You know, a minister many years ago, a dear friend, Frank Higginbotham, told me, you know, he who believeth and is baptized will be saved. You would think people would want to be saved now, because if you look at what's happening against the human race, the riots in the streets, the burning of buildings, all of the things that are happening, sadly, to people of the black community, we need to have faith. We need to be saved, because if you follow scripture, it may not be now, but it sure looks like it's almost now, and I want to be prepared. And it gets back to apathy, where people don't have respect for human life, let alone their own life, and they just feel as though this being able to run rampant and cause chaos is going to be able to go on forever. If we don't stop it as a society, in my humble opinion, he will stop it. And I'm talking about the person who matters, the biggest person in this room that we call Earth, and that's God himself.
That's exactly right, Rob. Eventually, he will put his foot down and he will say enough is enough. In Revelation 11, verse 18, it says that the nations were angry. And that's one of the signs before the end. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, Jesus said there would be pestilences, just like the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. And you look at the riots, you look at the anger, you look at what's happening in Portland, and they're not only protesting, but they're burning the American flag and they're burning Bibles. This is what happened in the French Revolution.
Listen,
at the end of the 1700s.
Steve, the thing, and by the way, the book Approaching Armageddon, Discover Hope Beyond Earth's Final Battle. Please make plans to get it. I'm going to let him tell you how in just a moment. We're down to our final few minutes. But let's also remember who's in that same room doing battle with the person that we revere and love with all of our hearts, and that's Satan himself. You can't tell me that he's not in the room when you see what's happening with so many of these headlines. I mean, it makes perfect sense to understand that there is that evil element amongst us.
That's right, exactly. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 says that Satan has come down with great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. So I believe in a devil, that he's out there, and I believe in a God who's more powerful and who's going to put an end to all of this wickedness sometime soon, and those that want to be with him will be in his kingdom. As far as getting the book, people can just keep in touch with White Horse Media. WhiteHorseMedia.com is our main website. Our toll-free number is 878-BIBLE, 878-BIBLE. But the book's not out yet. It's coming out September 15. It'll be released in many places, and, you know, it's coming, and I just, you know, we can't go faster than we can go. We're doing the best we can, but we do have this in the works, and it's going to open a lot of people's eyes. It's going to show them what's happening right now in the light of Scripture, prophecy, and it's also going to give those that want it, it's going to give them hope that when the dust settles, God is going to make a beautiful kingdom for those who want to be there. And I want to be there. I know you want to be there.
Amen.
And hopefully your listeners have been inspired that there is hope and they can trust God and believe in his plan.
Get some rest, partner. Godspeed to you and your family. Safe travels. And I love the Amish, and I know you're going to have a great stay there in West Salem, Ohio. Hey, enjoy some downtime, and we'll do it again in a couple of months, okay?
Okay, Rob, you got it. Thank you so much, and God bless you and your son and your loved one.
The great Steve Wolberg. Yeah, my very first son, that's when we met. And now, add two more, there is three, and that's what he meant by family. And when you think about family, it's about protecting your loved ones, helping them, nurturing them, filling them full of love and joy, and keeping their soul growing as a human being, not being stifled by these headlines. And look, that's why you need people like Steve Wolberg in your life. I have known him for 20 years, and he is on point today as he was when I first had him on the radio on one of my overnight shows. And the phones just absolutely lit up. And he was absolutely loved from the very first time he came on this incredible radio station. And he always makes himself available. Look, it's a while before this book comes out, but he said, look, I'll do whatever I can to help you to get the word out on trying to calm people through these very difficult times. And voila, he did a great job. Again, White Horse Media, find out, link in, and you'll learn and also anticipate this one and get it. Approaching Armageddon, discover hope beyond Earth's final battle. Back with more in a moment. Good evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.